Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus, providing unbiased, research-based information to Kentucky farmers for a century. That's a great synopsis of the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service, celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. Today, the historical perspective from Fayette County farmer Jim Mahan, whose grandfather, Charles Mahan, was the first county agent in the state, hired in the fall of 1912 in Henderson County.
That's correct. That's where they first started extension in Kentucky, and he started out, I think, on a mule, and then later got a motorcycle that he traveled from farm to farm, and I am told that he was very helpful to the farmers in that day.
And in that day, says Jim Mahan, many county farm bureaus lobbied local fiscal courts to come up with local funding to match federal monies for agent salaries. Mahan said his grandfather nurtured that relationship.
He saw the value in not being a separate organization, but having a very close connection with Farm Bureau. And consequently, through the years, Extension and Farm Bureau have worked together, and I am convinced that they have gotten more accomplished working together than they would have as separate groups.
Across the state, County Farm Bureau leaders regularly serve on extension councils, and UK Ag College Dean Scott Smith serves as an ex officio member of Farm Bureau's state board. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Providing this historical snapshot from Fayette County's Jim Mahan as one perspective as Extension celebrates 100 years has been a pleasure. I'm sure we'll have several follow-up reports to come on this program. As Jim Mahan points out, the scope of service through Extension is truly phenomenal.
And there is so much to Extension. The women's program, the youth programs, 4-H, it goes on, and they are so helpful. Here in my county, in Lexington, they do so much for the inner city youth. And so it's more than just one person going out and telling the farmer how to raise corn. We've come a long way.
And we salute the hardworking women and men who serve us all through the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.